Greetings, my Kardec radio friends, from the voice of Allan Kardec.
And welcome from the voice of the spirits.
We are here today to take you on another audio journey through The Spirits Book by Allan Kardec. The subject of today's journey is the remembrance of corporeal existence, covering questions 304 to 310.
Enjoy.
Question 304. Does the spirit remember its corporeal existence?
Yes, having lived many times as a human being, it remembers what it has been, and I assure you that sometimes it laughs, pitying its behavior.
Author's remarks for question 304. Like an individual who, having reached the age of reason, laughs at the antics of youth or the puerilities of childhood. Question 305. Does the memory of its last corporeal existence completely and unexpectedly return to the spirit after death?
No, it returns little by little, like something that appears out of the fog, and to the degree that the spirit fixes its attention on it.
Question 306. Does the spirit remember all the events of its life in detail, assimilating the whole in one retrospective glance?
It remembers things according to the consequences they hold for its situation as a spirit. But you should understand that there are circumstances to which it attributes no importance whatsoever, and which it does not even try to remember.
Subquestion 306A. Could it remember them if it wanted to?
It can recall the minutest details and incidents, events, or even thoughts, but when such has no usefulness, it does not do so.
Subquestion 306B. Does it see the purpose of its past earthly life in relation to its future life?
Assuredly, it sees and understands it much better than when it lived in the body. It understands the need for purification in order to reach the infinite, and it knows that during each existence it frees itself from a few impurities.
Question 307. How does its past life unfold in its memory? By an effort of the imagination, or like a picture it holds before its eyes?
Both ways. All the actions that it has an interest in remembering are as if they were present. The others remain more or less at the back of its memory, or are entirely forgotten. The more dematerialized it is, the less importance it attributes to material things. You often evoke an errant spirit who has just left the earth and does not remember the names of the people it has loved or the details that seem important to you. That is because it is no longer concerned with them, and they have fallen into forgottenness. What it remembers very well, however, are the main events that have aided in its progress.
Question 308. Does the spirit remember all the lives that preceded the one it has just left behind?
Its entire past unfolds before it like the legs of a journey. However, as we have already stated, it does not recall all its actions with absolute precision, and it remembers them only according to the influence they have upon its present state. As for the earliest existences, those that may be regarded as the spirit's infancy, they are lost in the void and disappear into the night of forgottenness.
Question 309. How does the spirit regard the body it has just left behind?
As an ill-fitting garment that has inconvenienced it and which it feels happy to have gotten rid of.
Sub-question 309. What sentiment does it experience at the sight of its body decomposing?
Almost always indifference. It is a thing it no longer cares about.
Question 310. After a certain amount of time has elapsed, does the spirit recognize its bones or other things that had belonged to it?
Sometimes, depending upon the more or less evolved way in which it regards terrestrial things.